grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to each of you in the knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, I want to welcome you to the Sword of the Spirit podcast. I'm your host, Minister Marcus Taylor. And as always, for me, it's a privilege and an honor to come before you, the people, sharing in the word of the Lord. Amen. Well, it's a holiday weekend, and I want to wish everyone a blessed and safe holiday weekend. Of course, this is not going to be like any weekend we've had before, seeing that we're still in the pandemic. But I do pray that you all are having relations with your family as best you can, whether it be by phone or by your electronic device. Be careful and still be safe, because this pandemic is still running rampant. Amen. I don't want anyone to run out here and think that just because the numbers are appearing to go down, that it's okay to do what you want to do. Amen. You still have to take the necessary precautions and be safe for not only you, for your family, and that way that the spread of this pandemic will finally and hopefully and prayerfully come to some numbers that are way down, where we might be able to get some sense of normal life, which I don't think that people realize. Things may not ever go back to being the same again. Amen. All right, I kind of went off on a little tangent on that, but I want you all to know that me, Minister Marcus, I appreciate all of you, and I love you, and I want you all to be safe. Amen. All right, on tonight, the topic that I have been given by the Lord is going to be talking about not being ashamed, not to be ashamed. And why do I say that? The reason why I say the topic of not being ashamed, for the primary reason is this. We as believers, and not all of us, but some, and I'm quite sure if we all would be honest, we've gotten to a point in our lives where one point or another, where we may have done it unconsciously, have said some things and have done some things that it appeared not to represent Christ. Or you may have been in a situation where you had an opportunity to share the gospel and you did not do it for whatever reason. I'm not here to judge. Been there, and I've done that and had to repent and ask God to forgive me. But I wanted to come on and to talk a little bit about this. And of course, as you know, those of you who know me know that I have scripture references. And I need you to get your pen, your paper, and most importantly, your Bible, and just follow along with me, because we're going to be talking about not being ashamed. Again, I don't ever want to give you my personal opinion. I only want to give you what the word of the Lord says. That way you can go back and do as 2 Timothy 2:15 is said. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needs not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. Or you can take Joshua 1:8. And it talks about meditating on the word day and night, and be careful to observe all that's written, for in doing that, you will make your way prosperous, and of course, you will have good success. Amen. But before we get into our night's topic, as always, I want to go before the throne of grace and utter a prayer. Lord God, we thank and praise you for your love, your grace, your mercy. And Father, we all want to just say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us one more day. Lord, it's because of you that we live, we move, and have our being. We can do nothing aside from you, Father God. We're asking right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that your word be glorified. That, Lord, we praise you for your word. Thank you for what you have given us through your word. And, Lord, we pray that each and every one of us can continue to live what your word is telling and teaching us to live. Father God, I utter a special prayer for the first responders, Father God, for the doctors and nurses who are putting their lives on the line in the midst of this pandemic every single day. I'm asking that you would cover them by the blood of Jesus, protect their families, and Lord, even those who are in the hospital because of this virus, I'm praying that a healing will go forth, that you will heal those people in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father God, I'm asking that you would look over the homeless, those in nursing homes, those in prisons, Father God. They need you too, Father God. In the pandemic, it knows no boundaries. Father God, it's not prejudice against anyone, but it's trying to take out as many people as it can. So, Father God, I'm asking right now in the precious name of my Lord and Savior that, Father God, you would intervene. And, Father God, as always, I decrease and I beg, plead, and implore the Holy Spirit to increase. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart Let it be acceptable in your sight. And these things I pray in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is so. Thank God and amen. All right. So we're going to be talking tonight about not being ashamed. Amen. All right. So my text or the focus scripture that I want to focus on tonight is coming from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 16 and 17. This is a familiar verse of scripture. For most of you who read the Word of God, you already know that this is probably the one verse talking about not being ashamed that everyone probably knows. Some may not, but it's one that you should know. Amen. So again, I would ask that you get your papers and your pens and write down these scripture references as I go through them. And I'll try to expose it a little bit through the Word of God so that we can get a better understanding of what it means to not being ashamed and to see what the Word of God, most importantly, what the Word of God says about being ashamed. Amen. All right. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. And I'm reading from the King James Version. The Word of the Lord reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto all who believe, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Amen. All right, we know that we're talking about our focus verse in Romans chapter 1 and verses 16 to 17. Why? A question should be asked. Why is Paul saying I should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? We all know what the Apostle Paul did, the things that he went through, the ministry that he had, how he always taught the word of Christ, wasn't ashamed. And I guess I can use him as a person who we can kind of look to, not up to, but look as an example. Because as it relates to Jesus Christ and preaching the gospel, Paul definitely was not ashamed. As a matter of fact, he was beaten and thrown in jail, went through many trials, many circumstances, because of the fact that he wasn't ashamed to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, it was a different time back when Paul was preaching to the Roman church. As if you all do your study and your research, you realize that the Roman Empire at that particular time was probably, if not, the most powerful kingdom of that time. I mean, they were known around the world. But even in the fact, and we can even go back to the Damascus Road experience when Paul, because before Paul got converted, he was actually a persecutor of the saints. But even in the fact that he got persecuted, and even in the fact that he knew that he wanted to destroy Christians, God still used him in a mighty way. And if you go back and read the account of his Damascus experience, you will see that God definitely started Paul on a journey that Paul probably did not even have a clue as to where God was going to be leading him. Amen. But here we are in Romans chapter 1, and we're talking about the Apostle Paul. As a matter of fact, I'll go back and read just a few parts of this first chapter just to give you some context of what's actually going on. So I'm going to read from verse 1, and I'm going to read it all the way up to our focus verses of 16 and 17. All right. It says, "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures." 3 says, "Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead." And I give you a scripture reference to that. Acts 13 and 33. Write that down. That it will help you in your study. Acts 13 and 33. All right, moving on to verse 5. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Write this scripture reference down too. This is another precept that you can use. Acts chapter 6 and verse 7. Okay, verse 6 says, among whom are you also the called of Jesus Christ? To all that be in Rome. So we're talking about the Roman church. He's talking about all those who are going to be a part, or actually are a part of the Roman fellowship. Amen. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. That's a very important statement. Paul saying that he's praying for them and that he's had reports of their faith. Now, you have to realize and go back and do a study of what it might have been like at that present time. We know how powerful the Roman Empire was, and by no means did the Romans want anything hardly to do with this Jesus or what his teachings were going around saying. But their faith had to be well known throughout the whole world, as the Bible says. Amen. All right, moving back down to verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Verse 9 says, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. Verse 12 says, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by mutual faith, both of you and me. 13. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come to you, but was let hitherto. In other words, he was not able to come to visit them as he would like to. Amen. That I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. Let me stop right here for a moment and give you a little knowledge and tidbit here. The Gentiles were Paul's primary. Well, I won't say primary, but it was his focus as far as his ministry is concerned. God called him to preach to the Gentiles when actually some of the other apostles did not really want to preach to the Gentiles or the strangers or the foreigners. Amen. But Paul had no problem with going to Gentile nations, Gentile towns, Gentile cities to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. Amen. And this is an important fact that you must realize. Now, I'm going to give you another precept for that one. Write down Acts chapter 16 and verse 7. And I'm giving you these precepts for you to go back yourself and read and see what's going on. They'll tie into this first chapter because I don't want you not knowing what's going on. As I always say and I always try to teach, as it relates to the interpretation of scripture, you can't just pluck a scripture out and then try to preach and teach on it without giving context. Because if you do it that way, 9 times out of 10, what you're going to be doing is giving wrong information. Let me give you a quick example and I'll get back to my text. In Isaiah 28, talking about maybe about verse 10, line up on line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Now, most people would assume just by the way that it sounds that verse is talking about Bible study. Let me make it plain and clear to you. That's not talking about Bible study. People take that scripture out of context and pluck it out and want it to mean something that it doesn't. I know it doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about tonight, but I'm giving you an example on how important it is to get the full understanding of what a chapter or verses before and after are saying as it relates to your focus verse. Now, that talking about Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 10, it's not talking about Bible study. What it's actually talking about is the people or the priests at that particular time were tired of Isaiah preaching and teaching to them. They didn't want to hear it. They were too busy getting drunk and acting according to what the Bible was saying. So I advise you, if you do use that scripture, don't use it for Bible study as some people have done, because it's not talking about that. I know people might get offended by that, but I can only give you what the truth of the word is saying. Go back. Try to get an understanding. And matter of fact, you will get an understanding. The Bible says in James that God said, if you want wisdom, all you got to do is ask. And he'll give it to you. Amen. All right. Getting back to our focus text and the chapter. We were on verse number. Let's go to 14. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. Paul here is not making any distinction. He doesn't care if he's preaching the gospel to an animal, basically saying, if you are a barbarian, I'm going to give it to you. If you are a Gentile, I'm going to give it to you. If you are a Greek, I'm going to give it to you. And if you walking around thinking that you are holy and that you know the law, I'm going to give it to you too. Because in the gospel, all men should be able to understand. And if you get a good understanding of what the gospel is saying, you, after you've heard it, should want to give your life to Christ. Amen. This was the problem with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were legalistic. They thought because they knew the Old Testament, or at that point, the law, that they didn't need any teachings of Jesus Christ. That's why it bothered them so with his teachings. And let me just say this, too, as it relates to where we are right now in our day and time. You can't and you should not be a believer in Christ and be ashamed to share your faith. Amen. Okay, even saying that, listen to what I'm saying. If you can't or you don't feel that you can give the word in such a way that will lead people to Christ, which is not hard to do, there's one thing you can that we all have at our disposal that's probably the best tool to lead people to Christ, and that's your testimony. I'm never ashamed to give my testimony of what God has done for me. And I share with everyone my sickness, going through what I went through with my kidney. I will tell everybody from the rooftops all the way down to the lowest part of any home. I will tell you my testimony because I know what God has done for me. And if he did it for me, he can do it for you. That's a simple testimony that we all can use, not mine personally, but your own testimony. So why would you even want to be ashamed to share what God has done for you? That's probably the simplest way that you who may not be familiar with the scriptures, who may be a babe in Christ, you can still try to give people to Christ, even if you're a babe. Tell them your testimony. Tell them where God's brought you from and to where you are right now. This is something that we must be focusing on. As I said earlier, things that we're going through right now in our nation and in the world will never be the same. Let me explain why. As it relates to this pandemic, sure, the numbers will go down. But you have to understand that the cold and flu season is going to be coming up again. And they don't have a serum or a antidote for this virus at this point. So I still would admonish everyone, take the proper precautions and be safe. Amen. All right. Now let's get back to the word. 14 says, I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise, those who think they know, and to the unwise, the common man. 15. So as much as it is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Paul is saying, as it has been given to me. And he's talking about the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God leads us into all truth. Matter of fact, John 17:17 says, sanctify them by your truth, for your word is what? It's truth. So Paul is saying, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. In other words, he's saying, I don't care if we are in one of the most anti-Christian nations or part of the countries, I'm still going to preach the gospel, even to you. And of course, we know just by him even writing this, that there were people that wanted to be Christians, because he's writing to the church at Rome. If Paul didn't take the time to share his Damascus experience, which I'm sure he probably did, it's not written, but I'm quite sure he did. Well, we have an account of it. I'm saying as far as him telling other people what he did, that's part of his ministry. As I just said, tell someone about your testimony and what God done for you. That's another tool that you have to share Christ. And Paul here is actually giving us a way that we as believers should follow suit and say, okay, I am not ashamed to give this gospel because of what God's done for me. And even us, even as I'm speaking today in our day and time, in our dispensation, he woke you up this morning. So if that's not reason enough to go and tell somebody about Christ, I don't know what is. How he's kept you safe in the midst of this pandemic. People are dying every day because of this, but he always has chosen to save you and protect you and watch over you. I'm thankful every single morning. I say, thank you, God, just for your providential care, just for your protection in the midst of this. Amen. All right, moving on. I guess we're talking about Paul here. He says he's ready to preach the gospel to all of them at Rome. And then we get to our focus scriptures. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. That's a bold statement. I'm not going to shrink back and allow the enemy to drag anyone else away from God in eternity when I can tell somebody about Jesus Christ and what he's done for me. I'm not going to take the time to be afraid when I'm in a situation where I need to tell somebody about Christ. I'm going to go ahead and proclaim it with boldness, with courage, not because it's a chore, but because it should be a privilege as it is with us. It should be a privilege and an honor to share the gospel because of what God has done for us. I think if we take our focus off of what we need to do in our lives as it relates to just living, and don't get me wrong, that's important. You know, you have to take care of your family, you work and you provide and you do all those things. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, what are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your time? And I know we can't go to the building, which is a whole nother lesson that I need to preach on, but I guess I'm not right now. But we can't go to the building. And let me say this and I'll get off of that. The building is not the church. We are the church family. The Holy Spirit dwells in us, not the building. So let's get that out of our mindset as well. Okay, getting back to that. You still have to be able to have a boldness, a courage to share the gospel message with as many people as you can, because people are dying without Christ. I just looked at the news today. I don't know if I guess I'm dating myself. It was a show called Leave It to Beaver. And there was a character on that show called Eddie Haskell. He just died. I don't know if he was a believer. I pray that he was. But my reason for bringing him up was people are leaving this earth. Maybe because of the pandemic, maybe because of some other things. But the point is, did someone take the time to share Jesus Christ with him? Did someone take the time? I could go on and teach on or preach on how many well-known people have perished in the last 10 years. And do we actually know if they were saved? Amen. That's why this particular section of scripture is so important. And I'm glad the Holy Spirit put it in my spirit to teach on this. Because being ashamed of the gospel is not something that we as believers should do. If you're scared, the Bible has something to say about that. The Bible says, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So why are you not giving the word of God? Why are you not sharing your faith? Why are you not sharing your testimony? Why are you not telling of the goodness of Jesus Christ? Amen. All right. Our focus verse says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. As I just said, Paul is making a bold and emphatic statement right here. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Sharing the gospel is the key to people coming to a knowledge and to a saving position in Christ. So if you don't share it, how are they going to know about Christ? And if they don't know about Christ, how are they going to know that there is another option as opposed to the lies and the tricks and the schemes that the enemy has oftentimes, many times, tried to convince people of? Amen. All right. Power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. That's another key that you have to understand. If you share the word of God, they won't be in the dark. They have to hear it. Then they have to believe it. And then the next key is they'll have to act upon it. Now, it's not saying that you have to work to do anything, because we know what the Bible says about that. But we are saying you have to take a step after you hear the gospel, after you've heard the teachings of Christ, to make it up in your mind or to decide, do I want to be a part of this or do I want to continue in my own way? Now, I know that may sound crazy to some of you out there, but the truth of the matter is there are people who do not want to be a Christian, who don't want anything to do with Christ. Matter of fact, you have a lot of false teachers and you have a lot of false doctrines out here that go contrary to what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has taught. Don't let that scare you, because there are going to be those. The Bible talks about that. Read Matthew 24 about the false prophets running rampant. It says there are going to be people who even say that they are Jesus Christ. So we know that kind of stuff is out here. That should not deter you from sharing your faith. It should not deter you from sharing the gospel message of Jesus Christ. All right, continuing. I'm almost done here. For everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. As I covered this a little bit earlier in our podcast, the Jews thought they had the law. They were legalistic. They wanted to stick to the law. And I'm saying there's anything wrong with obeying the dictates, the commandments, the testimonies of what the word of God is saying. But when you place the law or the, how can I say this? The acts of the law above the one who made the law, then you have a problem. Let me give you another example. You have someone who actually made, okay, I'll give you a biblical example. The Bible talks about how God is the potter and we are the clay. Now, if the potter, talking about God, who made us the clay, and just say you are a pot and God decided to put you on a shelf and then let everybody see you. Someone comes along, someone purchases your pot. You get that pot and you take it home and you tell everybody what a beautiful pot this is, to the point where you place it in a place, has lights, it has all these different things so everybody could notice this pot that God had made. But you fail to give credit to the one who made the pot and you're focusing more on the pot itself, then you have a problem. This is what was happening to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and those who didn't want the teachings of Jesus Christ to go forth. They were so concerned about their legalistic rituals more than what God himself had put in place for the sole purpose of teaching them how to be obedient. They lost that. They forgot about that. And that's what we cannot do. Amen. So Paul here is saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's to everyone that can hear the gospel, to the Greeks, to the Jews, to anyone who would listen. Amen. All right. Verse 17, and I'm done. I'm running a little bit over here. For therein is the righteousness of God. What's in the righteousness of God? The spreading of the gospel. And it's revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just, justified, set apart, free from sin, shall live by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When you share the gospel of Jesus Christ, you must have faith, because we know that faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 and 6. All right, I'm running a little bit over, but I'm going to give you these scriptures so you can go back and do your own due diligence and study out this particular lesson talking about Romans and not being ashamed. I hope it blessed you. And like I said, write these scripture references down and go back and study them for yourself. Amen. All right. The first one I have is Hebrews 11 and 16. But as it is, they that desire a better country, that is a heavenly one, therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Hebrews 11 and 16. The next one I want to give you is Psalms 119 and 6. Then it says, then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon all your commandments. It's talking about not being ashamed here. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. For the Lord God helps me, therefore I am not disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I will not be, here it is again, ashamed. And the last one I want to give you is Joel chapter 2 and verse 26. It says, you will have plenty to eat and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Then my people will never be put to shame. Amen. All right. So I've given you some scripture references for you to go back and study for yourself. We've talked about not being ashamed as it relates to what Paul was saying in his ministry. And I pray that something was said to bless you. I also pray that you are not going to be fearful, that you will get out in the proper social distancing, that is, or just make a phone call or use social media to still get out the gospel message. Amen. I pray that you all have a blessed holiday weekend. And as always, in all you're getting, please, by all means, get an understanding. Everyone be safe and be blessed. Amen.